Nurse practitioners. They're not doctors, but they're a notch above registered nurses with special training in basic primary care, like performing exams and prescribing certain drugs, if they're allowed to, and in Florida, they are not. But as Carol Gentry with Health News Florida reports, an effort is underway in the legislature aimed at changing that.
I come to Brandon Outreach Clinic to meet with George Peraza Smith. He's a nurse practitioner, which means he holds extra training and schooling beyond registered nurse. In fact, he holds a doctorate in nursing practice, which took him an extra 4.5 years after he graduated from college. He specializes in gerontology. Part of his job is to check on patients in nursing homes. But when he finds they're in pain, he said, he can't prescribe the medicine they need.
I would write the script. I would have to take the script, drive from South Tampa Rehab, which is over on Manhattan, all the way to Hyde Park. My physician provider would sign it, then I would take it back and give it.
The pain-killing drugs that those nursing home patients sometimes need can be diverted and sold on the street, so the government controls them. And in Florida, nurse practitioners can't prescribe them, so he drives.
Don't want them to suffer, but not everybody's going to can and will do that.
Doesn't the nursing home have someone who can prescribe the painkiller? A doctor?
There's always a medical director, and that's what they say. Well, the medical director can sign. Well, the medical director is not housed in the nursing home.
Florida is the only state that won't let nurse practitioners prescribe controlled drugs, according to a map on the wall of a House committee that's been meeting in Tallahassee. Representative Matt Hudson.
Map behind me is pretty illustrative that we stick out pretty distinctly on the primary care issue without question or hesitation. Frankly, a blind man in a snowstorm could see that we need to expand the scope in that area.
He's talking about the scope of practice for registered nurses who get advanced training. Some do primary care, some are midwives, and some give anesthesia in surgery. Representative Kerry Pigman explains the bill he's been working on for months.
Number one, the bill expands the scope of practice of Florida's advanced practice nurses to allow them to prescribe controlled substances, set standards for that practice, and brings us in line with the rest of the country. Number two, the bill allows advanced practice nurses to practice without supervision if they choose to do so and if they meet certain criteria.
The Chamber of Commerce supports this bill. They like the idea of creating independent advanced practice RNs. But it has drawn furious response from the Florida Medical Association and 24 other medical groups who say it isn't safe. Dr. Michael Zimmer of St. Petersburg says the nurse practitioners who work under his supervision do a good job.
But the important point is that our patients have an expectation that they have access to a physician-led team that's trained in modern medicine and can trust that team to deliver quality care without sacrificing that quality.
It just so happens that Representative Pigman is also a doctor, but he disagrees with Zimmer and the Medical Association. Representative Pigman cites research that says advanced practice RNs have outcomes as good as MDs. Pigman also has firsthand experience working with advanced RNs in a whole range of settings, from teaching hospitals to rural areas to overseas in active combat zones.
In all of these circumstances, I've worked side by side with advanced practice registered nurses. I believe in the safety and the benefits of this bill with the full breadth of my heart.
The bill passed a special House committee on healthcare workforce innovation by 13-2. But doctors have a powerful lobby, so anything could happen when the legislative session starts March 4th. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in Tampa.
One of several reports in our Florida Matters legislative preview. Listen Sunday morning at 7:30 or anytime at WSFnews.org.